Narrated Urwa, I said to Aisha, the wife of the Prophet peace be upon him, and I was at that time a young boy, how do you interpret the statement of Allah? Verily, As-Safa and Al-Marwa, two mountains in Mecca, are of the symbols of Allah. So it is not a sin on him who performs Hajj or Umrah, pilgrimage of the house, the Kaaba at Mecca, to perform the going, tawaf, between them, As-Safa and Al-Marwa. In my opinion, it is not sinful for one not to ambulate, tawaf, between them. Aisha said, your interpretation is wrong, for as you say, the verse should have been, so it is not a sin on him who performs the Hajj or Umrah to the house not to perform the going, tawaf, between them. This verse was revealed in connection with the Ansar, who during the pre-Islamic period used to visit Manat, that is, an idol, after assuming their ihram, and it was situated near Qudayd, that is, a place near Mecca, and they used to regard it sinful to ambulate between As-Safa and Al-Marwa, after embracing Islam. When Islam came, that is, after they embraced Islam, they asked Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, about it. Whereupon, Allah revealed, verily, As-Safa and Al-Marwa, two mountains in Mecca, are of the symbols of Allah. So it is not a sin on him who performs Hajj or Umrah, pilgrimage of the house, the Kaaba at Mecca, to perform the going, tawaf, between them, As-Safa and Al-Marwa. Quran, chapter 2, verse 158.